Beneath the covered area at Harborview Elementary School, Nicholas Glannon strikes wood with his axe.
Definitely, the tree's been carving something in me. Something wasn't there before the project. It's definitely taken on a new life from the original tree, which was probably 800 years old or somewhere around there. It'll be standing when we're not.
It's the 39-year-old Sika artist's first time working on a totem pole as lead carver. The 40-foot totem is monumental, and the second created for Gold Belt Heritage Foundation and Douglas Indian Association's A Time for Healing project. It memorializes the deliberate burning of the Douglas Indian Village in 1962 and honors the residents who lost their homes.
Definitely, we did our own prep work before the pole of making sure that we arrive in a good mind frame to engage in the project. It shows in the work, so it'll come out in the work, and it's embedded in the work.
The five-man team has been working for nearly a year through late-night shifts and winter months. Now they're working 16-hour days with additional helpers. The concrete floor is covered in cedar chips, where carver Sam Sheikley uses a round chisel to narrow the ear on the wolf design.
The shape of the tools, the curves, are real important to get into certain areas. And we leave the wood chips down there so, just in case we drop some of our tools, we don't have to rebuild the shape of the edge. We'll sweep once when we're done.
Shakely's here to help finish the pole. So is Glannon's partner, Indigenous artist Merritt Johnson, who paints the pole in its intricate Chilkat patterns.
Yeah, we got the apron and the bib and the leggings are all Chilkat. The pole changes so much when it gets painted, so it lets Nick see the pole in a different way, and he can go back in and recarve and refine and carve in all the detail. So sometimes stuff gets carved off that's been painted and then gets repainted, but it's better because of it.
The pole features a hoots, or brown bear, holding a traditional copper shield, or tanah. Apprentice Lee Burkhardt is sizing it to the totem.
So right now I'm finalizing the copper tanah, getting it cut to shape, and then ready to install today. And just roughing it out right now. Then I'll come in with files and make it perfect.
He's been working with copper since he was 10 years old, but nothing of this scale, 3 feet by 2 feet. Earlier, he got the copper red hot and pounded it into shape with a ball peen hammer. One of many steps creating a tanah of this size.
I've seen just wooden tanahs on totems, but I think it adds a little bit of a unique style to it.
His dad, master carver Will Burkhardt, is helping at the bottom of the totem. He's Glannon's mentor and one of many familial ties on the project. Apprentice Shane Brown says the team's discovered they share relatives.
My fellow colleagues and carvers, we're finding out our family relations are as tight as it possibly can be. Just probably like the meshing and weaving of what a Chilkat or a cedar hat is represented as. That's how close we are.
The carving team finished in time for the totem raising and gifting ceremony at Savico Park on Wednesday. This summer, the younger Burkhardt and others will keep on practicing, carving house posts at the Mount Roberts Tramway. And you know, I'm Annie Bartholomew.